The Cook County Community Fund recently announced grant awards to 6 local nonprofit organizations with the celebration event planned for tomorrow, September 16th, from 5:30 to 7 at the Johnson Heritage Post. Joining us now this morning is Tracy Benson, Board Chair of the Fund. Welcome, Tracy.
Good morning, Mark.
Before we talk about the grants that were awarded, can you tell us a little bit more about the background and current role of the Cook County Community Fund?
Sure. Cook County Community Fund sounds somewhat generic, but it really is a organization for the entire county. It began about 11 years ago with the thought in mind that what can we do to help the people here in our own home. Oftentimes we give and it goes everywhere. And you look around and there is always plenty of need. And it's not just need. Sometimes it's addressing and helping the people who see that need and are already busy at work, making it all better here for us. And a lot of times the organizations that we help are just beginning and getting started, need that little initial oomph to get rolling.
Tell us about the organizations that have been awarded grants already.
The Grand Marais Art Colony has been given grants in the past. They had a great youth art program, so we've helped them in the past. And that, a lot of times, is our focus. There is a young fledgling group that works with our youth on skiing and ski racing, and we've helped them out there. They're trying to get themselves organized and become an official nonprofit. We haven't given them a lending hand in the help. We've helped the Gunflint Trail Fire Department in the past with things that they have of need. Cook County Higher Education has been a benefactor. So has Sugarloaf Cove. We've helped some of the various property owner associations. They do a lot to take care of their property, a lot of education and training for their homeowners about environmental issues, and we've helped them in the past as well.
So if you either live in Cook County or visit Cook County, you have probably experienced the effects of those grants.
Yes, certainly have.
You have an event planned to celebrate the awards. Where and when is that?
It is tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 7 at the Johnson Heritage Post. This is our annual fall event. We've had that in various locations. One year we had it at the Cook County Historical Society as they were one of our grant awards. We have teamed up in the past with Birch Grove Foundation and had an event down there, and that was the year we helped them with their wood-fired stove, their pizza bread stove. So we've try to locate and join in with other organizations. And this is our second year at the Heritage Post, and we're thrilled because the plein air exhibit is all set up. And if you haven't had a chance to see that, that's a chance to come down as well for that. We're going to hear from our 2013 grant awards and see how all of that went for them, as well as officially announce and welcome our 2014 grant awards.
Is there food?
You bet there is food. Of course there is food and beverages. And even better yet, one of our grant awards, the North Shore Music Association, through them, we have given money to the Borealis Chorale. And four of them are coming down and will provide music for the event.
So it's actually maybe convenient for a lot of us locals that it's during the week to be able to go to this event.
Yes.
How can folks want to learn more contact your organization?
They can give me a call at 387-2584. They can go to cookcountycommunityfund.com, I believe. We are sort of parental organization that helps with all the administrative work for us is the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. Our website sits within theirs. However, we are a totally local organization here in Cook County.
We've been talking with Tracy Benson, Board Chair of the Cook County Community Fund. There will be an event to recognize their grantees and celebrate their donors tomorrow, September 16th from 5:30 to 7 at the Johnson Heritage Post. Anything else you'd like to add, Tracy?
I would just like to welcome everyone to join us for our event. It's just a great thank you to our community for all the support we receive from everyone, as well as an opportunity to meet all of us and see if you have interest. We certainly would love to have some additional board members.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.